Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Bochardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The Fed will face one of its toughest decisions on September 16th. And that's because the data is anything but clear. The inflation and labor market picture could support a halt or a hike. Not surprisingly, the Fed is divided. Fed Chair Warsh struck a hawkish tone in his speech at Jackson Hole. Governor Waller, on the other hand, seemed to signal his preference for a halt in an interview last Thursday. Waller's view matters because he historically has been among the first to signal shifts in the Fed's policy direction. Now the public comment period of Fed officials is over, and the most important data point will be the CPI release this Friday, September 11th, at 8:30 in the morning. If core CPI rises 0.2% month over month, in line with expectations, the Fed's decision will likely come down more to policy preferences than to data. Here's what the conversation inside the Fed's DC headquarters might sound like next week. Warsh and the pro-hike camp of regional bank presidents will likely point to three reasons for a hike. One, current financial conditions are not sufficiently restrictive. Credit spreads are hovering near their historical lows, which signals that companies have easy access to capital. Inflation is not coming down quickly enough. Headline inflation decelerated, but 12-month change in PCE still sits well above the 2% target, and progress towards this target has slowed. Three, the resilient real economic activity. Corporate capital expenditures remain robust, and third quarter GDP tracks above potential, which warrants a structurally higher neutral rate. On the other side, the dovish and neutral factions argue that the Fed funds target range is already slightly restrictive in real terms. Their pause argument leverages three variables. First, the macro data proves that existing monetary restrictions are already doing the work. Headline inflation has cooled down to 3.4%, signaling that summer energy shocks are fading. Besides energy prices, tariff effects and other special items, such as portfolio management fees, will likely put further downward pressure on inflation over the next year. PCE data will only be released after the Fed meeting on September 30th, but the pending adjustments by the BEA will likely reduce inflation numbers, and that's something that the Fed might already take into account. Second, forward labor indicators are cooling. Non-farm payroll numbers appear stable, but leading variables, including structural hiring decelerations and quit rates, suggest that the labor market has moved into a more balanced equilibrium. The unemployment rate has remained unchanged, and wages and unit labor costs are suggestive of inflation at or below 2%. Lastly, real rates are historically high, with a 10-year real yield at 2.43%, close to the highest level since the great financial crisis. Raising policy rates further could introduce downside risk to real output, which could force a policy U-turn in mid-2027. But regardless of whether the Fed hikes or pauses, the implication for the markets could be large. For bond portfolios, what happens to the yield curve is key. If the Fed takes a more hawkish stance, short-term yields could rise more than long-term yields. This could keep the front end higher for longer, while the long end reflects expectations for weaker long-term growth. On the other hand, if the Fed pauses but inflation remains a concern, the curve could steepen. In that case, longer-term yields could rise as investors demand more compensation for the risk of holding 10- and 30-year treasuries. In the equity space, growth equities with high multiples could face valuation headwinds if real yields rise further. In a regime where corporate borrowing rates are permanently higher, cash flow-generative, low-leverage balance sheets will command a premium over highly leveraged small-cap equities that are dependent on floating rate credit lines. Our view is that the best way to position for this uncertainty is to maintain a diversified mix of equities and high-quality fixed income. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.